Rachel and Dean is joining me again. Rachel, you're getting to be the weekly guest on
this
show.
I know. I'll just come in as a co-host. Just put me on the payroll.
Well, sure. Why not? It is happening. It's going on 5 to 8 this evening. It's Witches Night Out, which is really Ladies Night Out, right?
Yeah, it's just a twist of something fun. Grab your girlfriends, come on downtown. You know, there'll be in-store specials, maybe some witches brew, if you will. What makes it fun is you can come in costume, you can do whatever you want. But if you want, you can buy a hat for $5. I'll be set up at...
I'm guessing that's a witch's hat.
It's a witch's hat at Bean Counter for $5. And then we have a map. And you can go around and add embellishments as you go. So there'll be ribbons, there'll be pins, there'll be just a little bit of everything from downtown. So I think there's 14 stops, so at the end your hat should be pretty full.
And is there other stuff? Is there other stuff besides ribbons and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's some. I've heard everything from theater tickets, tickets, okay, to spiders, to antique brooches.
Well, you said the witch's brew, so I'm guessing, yeah, okay, that'll be around probably too.
Yes.
Anyway, now that's going on 5 to 8, and what do you need to do to participate in that?
So it's very simple. Either you come down in costume and you have fun, or you can buy the hat at Bean Counter beginning at 5 o'clock, and then you go decorate your hat and enjoy all the shops and the sights of downtown.
Wow. So
it's really simple.
That is very simple. And tomorrow, it's Friday, and it's downtown trick-or-treat.
Oh, yes. It's such a fun evening tomorrow from 4 to 6 in downtown Burlington. All the stores on Jefferson will be handing out candy. It's a safe trick-or-treat. This year, what's new is we've closed Jefferson Street due to some safety, because thousands of kids,
yeah,
and traffic don't always mix.
No, running across the street is not a good thing if you've got cars that are
there. Right.
Yeah.
So just for a safety precaution, we're closing the street this year. So 4 to 6 downtown Burlington, and it is the entire Jefferson from 2 to 800 blocks. So
okay,
basically the main street to the railroad tracks.
All right, all of Jefferson. You also have the first annual Pumpkin Spice and Holiday Nice. Who came up with this one? Holiday Nice Market.
It was a little bit of a combo. Try saying it fast 3 times in a row.
Nope, got it. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
So it's new. We combined a very vintage market vendors, which is that great event in downtown in July, and Jefferson Street Farmers Market vendors, and then plus a few new ones. So we've come together for a holiday type of market. It's outside next Saturday, November 2nd from 9 to 2. We have 4 extremely full blocks full of vendors. We have 80 vendors, maybe 83 to be exact.
Okay.
And they'll be doing everything from homemade signs, soaps. We have some fresh baked goods. Some of our favorite farmers market people will be there. There will be a little bit of some grab-and-go food you can get. But most of all, think Christmas presents, think holiday decor, just a lot of fun.
I know that, I believe it was last year, you had an indoor.
Indoor. So we're expanding on that, and we're combining. We had a lot of great feedback after a very vintage market that we should do too. And myself and the committee feel pretty strongly leave vintage market alone. So we're starting a whole new market with Pumpkin Spice.
All right.
There'll be some similarities, but it's a whole new thing.
All right. Well, it's going on. Witches Night Out is tonight, 5 to 8. Downtown Trick or Treat tomorrow, 4 to 6. And then the Pumpkin Spice Holiday Nice Market, that is specifically when?
November 2nd, Saturday, November 2nd from 9 to 2 on Jefferson Street outside.
All right. Enjoy it and have a great time and a happy Halloween.
We'll see you downtown.